right, Paul Ramo back here at Montevideo High School on this Saturday afternoon for Section 3A dance competition. We're in the high kick competition. Grace Johnson and Ken Fransky joined me, and we got through half of the high kicks. And Grace, we'll start with you. Talk about the teams and what you thought.
Yeah, opening us up, we had Lakeview, Worthington, Montevideo, RCW, and YME. All grave, very good performances. I want to give a shout out to the Montevideo Gold Duster fans. The gym was so loud when they performed. You had great energy from the fans and the girls. So it's a solid performance. Same for YME. Very solid performance from them. The room was electric when they came out. So, yeah.
And the RCW, Ken, RCW, they danced well, but when they started their music, both of us looked at each other and we go, heck, this is a great song.
That's right, Paul. They danced to AC/DC's Thunderstruck, and I was joking with Paul and Grace. That was 1991 or 2, that Razor's Edge album came out. I told Paul I went to that concert when I was in college 30 years ago. And Lakeview kind of had a football theme, and they had a nice medley of kind of some 80s and 90s rock, too. So we got some good music in, Paul, this first half of kick so far.
That's right. The gym here in Montevideo is a-rocking this afternoon. And, of course, the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boys Shadows competition, mainly throughout the year, has been the Yellow Medicine Silhouettes. Grace, your cousin's on the team. You're cheering her on. Talk about the Silhouettes performance.
Yes, it was a very solid performance, in my opinion. They're doing, like, a jungle theme, green and gold and black uniforms. And, yes, my cousin Lily dances. Like I said, she's a senior, and I think towards the end, she her head was up looking over this direction. She winked at me while dancing.
No way.
Yes, and I teared up a little bit. It was so sweet. I loved it.
You sure she wasn't winking at me?
Yeah, maybe.
She actually winked at you while she was dancing.
Yes, she did.
I would never catch that.
I wouldn't have caught that.
I couldn't keep track of my own daughter trying to feel full vision on
them. They all look the same to me. So the Silhouettes, they had a lot of girls. What's the maximum on high kick?
The max for high kick is 34, and I think they're dancing about 30.
Yeah, it was powerful, Paul. It was the power of numbers, but you know the power of their performance. You know, a lot of transition. Use the entire gym floor, end to end, corner to corner. I mean, powerful impact, I thought, on the performance.
Did they do the jungle theme last year or something similar?
Yeah,
that?
They did something similar, and I was talking earlier, they actually wore those same uniforms last year. They kind of spruced them up a little bit. They had two legs last year, two green like pant legs. They cut one off, and then they added like a feather necklace kind of thing, and then a hair piece. They look a lot different than they did last year, but about the same theme kind of.
Okay.
Well, Paul, the worst and most disappointing thing for YME, Welcome to the Jungle theme. I was so cranked up. I think Guns N' Roses is coming. Welcome to the Jungle song. Major disappointment in the music selection for me, but they danced extremely well.
Yeah, they did.
Grace said.
Very lots to be proud of with that performance.
Well, Vassal dance team is on the floor now. They're kicking off this segment of the high kick competition. They're dancing to a One Direction mix.
Yes.
That's your music style there, isn't it, Grace?
Yeah, a little bit more my era, but I've seen them a couple times this year. They were at the Dawson competition early in January. Young team, small team, but pretty good.
And is it correct, Grace, they don't have a jazz team? Is that correct? They're working on one?
They have a jazz team, but they're competing it as a JV right now.
Okay, so to build up that program still over years for kick first jazz coming along.
Yep.
They want to be like the Shadows.
Right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Who doesn't? Exactly.
So, Vassal's on the floor right now, then McCray will follow, then Bold, and then it's the Shadows. After Bold, and then Gambi Miniota Sensation will perform after the Shadows are done. So we're looking forward to that. I tell you what, we'll take about a 4 or 5 minute break here, and we'll come back here to Montevideo for more Section 3A dance with the Shadows and the Sensations coming up soon here.
Hi, I'm Shelby Heff, MLO with MidMass Bank of Montevideo and Dawson, and I know a home can feel exciting and overwhelming at the same time. Whatever your goals, I'd love to help you with your financing options and resources to guide you through the home buying or refinancing process. Whether you're just starting to save, already have a house in mind, or just looking to refinance, now is the perfect time to take advantage of our low rates. Call me, Shelby Half, at 320-269-2545, and I will help you determine the best option for you. MidWest Bank, doers welcome, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heather Nursery and Floral, located in Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo, is your professional landscaper. Plus, they have all the materials you need for the do-it-yourselfer. Sodding, seeding, planting and pruning, trees, shrubs, lawn and garden, perennials, annuals, weed control, lawn care, shrub trimming, landscape design, retaining walls, grass seed, edging, mulches, rock, fabric, pavers, aquascape ponds, lawn care, landscape designs, free estimates, cheerfully given. Heather Nursery and Floral, located Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City has the best selection of new and used fifth wheels and travel trailers for great prices and the best service around. Shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service in Clara City. They're located right off Highway 7. Presenting new XL, Cedar Creek, Cherokee, and Cougar campers, along with many previously owned campers. So if you're looking for a new camper or used, Rebel Camper has a very large selection to choose from. For your next camper, shop Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Clare City.
Farmers, Sukup has spent over 50 years engineering innovative, efficient, and reliable products to meet the ever-expanding needs of grain producers. With their full line of product solutions, look no further than Sukup for your grain drying, storage, and handling or steel building needs. Call or stop by and see Ryan Anderson at their Dawson location, 650 Oak Street, right on Highway 212 in Dawson. The office phone number is 320-312-7867, cell phone 320-226-3867. That's Ryan Anderson, Sukup representative for Chad Fuller Construction, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 26% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Q92, 39 years old in 2022.
Fight back winter's harsh elements with multiple snow removal attachments and factory cab options on a new John Deere compact utility tractor sold at Midwest Machinery Company. Own a versatile compact tractor with $0 down, 0% financing for 60 months. Save even more with additional discounts and implement bonuses. All compact tractors are backed by MMC's exclusive 10-year Green Shield powertrain warranty. Check one out at your local Midwest Machinery dealer or visit online MidwestMachineryCO.com. Check out mmcjd.com/greenshield for disclaimer details.
Hi, this is Eddie Massey with Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, and I have a question for you. Why would you be paying for your checking account when it could be paying you? With refunds on ATM withdrawal fees nationwide and cash back every month you qualify, Kasasa rewards can really add up. What you choose to spend this on is entirely up to you. Stop into the bank and ask any of our employees about the Kasasa program. Farmers and Merchants, you'll find us friendly. Member FDIC.
Right now we're at 221. You're listening to Old Time Memories on a Saturday afternoon here on Q92.
Pennsylvania Polka, Whoopi John here on Q92. We'll go from Whoopi John to Whoopi Ramo here. How's it going over there?
That's a good one, Maynard. Whoopi John to Whoopi Ramo. Hey, I'm familiar with Whoopi John. I grew up in New Ulm early on, and the polka is huge in New Ulm. It's, you know, the polka capital of the world, right, Ken?
Polka and beer, I think, go hand in hand, I think, in that German community. Absolutely. If you can't dance, you drink.
All right, Paul Ramo here, back here at Section 3A Dance. We're just moments away from the Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows high kick team, and then Camby Mineota Sensations high kick team follows that. Grace Johnson with me, along with Ken Fransky, and we're getting a little, you're getting a little nervous, Grace.
Yes, I'm a little bit nervous, more for kick than jazz. We're a little bit more neck and neck with YME and kick, and YME had a really strong performance, so it's just now up to our girls to do it.
Yep. Well, McCray, the dance team just finished, and more relatives for Grace here in Section 3A Dance. Talk about that a little bit, Grace.
Yes, my mom's, one of her younger sisters, Janie Albertson, coaches for McCray as well, and I also have a cousin dancing on that team, Aspen Thompson. So,
oh, you have a cousin on the McCray
team?
Yes, it'll
be,
too?
Yes, Janie's stepdaughter, Aspen. So,
oh.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment in our house with dance.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yes.
And then, of course, YME, the Silhouettes, too.
Yes, Lily as a senior and Julie as a coach.
All right. Up next here is the Bold Divas, I believe they're called. The Bold Divas coming out. They're always a strong team, aren't they, Ken?
They are, Paul. You know, I think they've had better success maybe in jazz than high kick, but it's been strong. And I know Grace and I were visiting off here. You know, they're combined with that Buffalo Hector Stewart group now. For Grace was thinking maybe a couple years, but normally they're just referred to the Bold Divas. But there is a co-op system there, kind of like our Shadows program is. And yeah, they've got a long here at Jamaica High State.
Their uniforms are really different. Look at their uniforms.
It's like a hip-hop theme.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they going to shed and turn different colors?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
A pretty hard-hitting routine here.
It is. It's hip-hop.
Yes. They're very also neck-and-neck with Mana Video to get that third spot to make it to state next week.
Big long ponytails in, flapping around as they dance.
It's like a basketball warm-up uniform, if you want to put it there. And they got a big B on their back, the Bold Divas. They've gone to states a couple times, haven't they?
They've been pretty consistent in jazz and kick, a little off and on these past few years. But I want to say 2017, they took second place in state in high kick.
Okay. Yeah, the gymnasium here is pretty much full as usual for Section 3A dance. And it's been a fun afternoon so far. And the jazz competition was completed, and now we're in high kick. And just a reminder, listeners, we'll be back on the air around 3:15, maybe a little before. I know we'll be on about 3 o'clock or before. And then they'll hand out the awards at around 3:15 to see who will go to the state tournament. The top three teams in jazz and high kick will go to the Target Center next Friday and Saturday.
Yes, and Section 3 has been pretty fortunate. We've been able to send three teams in both for both jazz and high kick, and some years four for either jazz or kick. Some sections only get to send the top two in both.
All right. But I've got to believe, Grace, you know, last year, you know, everything with COVID and the pandemic was different. You know, the state championship for dance was not held at Target Center.
Right,
you know,
it's off
Edina High School.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's a little extra motivation for some of the girls that, you know, from the Shadows that have danced, or the other towns and teams that have danced on Target Center, which would have been, you know, junior, sophomore class,
right,
you know, to get back to finish their seasons or their careers off there again.
Yeah, those vets that have danced for all these teams, they're really wanting that Target Center floor.
Yeah. Drag the newcomers along with them for the first time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So how long is a high kick routine, Grace?
I believe this year it has to be between 2:30 and 3 minutes.
Okay, can't be over at all, right?
Nope, if you're over or under, you get disqualified.
You get what?
Disqualified.
Oh, disqualified?
Yeah.
Not just a point deduction.
I'm pretty sure it's a disqualification.
Well, you got better make sure you're not 3 minutes and 1 second.
Right. Yeah, and then along with our judges up there, we got kick counters and timers. They are timing each routine and counting each kick. You need a certain amount of kicks in the routine as well.
That's the jump call I wouldn't want, is the kick counter. Yeah. I get too distracted, and I suppose they got a little clicker thing, you know, but yeah. I couldn't do that job.
Yeah, Kendall and I did that for the Dawson competition, and it was so hard not to cheer and, you know, pay attention the whole time. Yeah.
Well, the Bold Divas have completed their high kick routine here in Montevideo, and up next is the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team, and with their high kick routine, and it's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it, Ken.
I agree, Paul. This is kind of a big one, and you know, when we think back to Jazz, did their part. I felt, you know, they're four consecutive years Section 3A champions. High kick is five consecutive years of section championship. So there's a lot of pride getting ready to step on the Montevideo gymnasium floor here and defend what they've owned for the last handful of years.
Right. Yep.
And the crowd's going to get loud cheering them on because they're technically in the chute or the kind of the hallway outside the gymnasium.
Right.
The Dawson Boyd and Lac Parle Valley fans are getting loud to get that energy level high, because so much is how you start and how you finish bowl.
All right, and Grace has left us. She wants to go in the stands with her friends and her family and cheer on the Shadows big time. She can't be screaming and hollering while we're trying to broadcast the Shadows here.
That's right. She's going to get right in the thick of it in the mosh pit or the mob pit and cheer louder from there versus here. And that's the right spot for her to be, Paul, with her alumni from the last couple of years and the pride and energy Grace and all the other alumni have put into this program. And they've pulled this team along for a fun ride, but the girls have to go and earn it now.
And look at the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd fans that are here in Montevideo. They by far outnumber any other team as far as attendance.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. When you look at the gym, if you're familiar with any gymnasium from the center court half line of the gym, that's where our Shadows are, on both sides of the half court line, and then completely to the south side of the gym, all the way to the baseline. So about half of the visiting side, if you will, of the Montevideo gym is all Shadows fans, solid, standing on their feet, looking at their team ready to come out.
All right, we are excited. The Shadows in their bright blue uniforms. One side of the leg is blue. And here come the Shadows onto the floor. Here for their high kick Section 3A dance performance. And they look fired up.
They're focused. They're all tapping the top of the tunnel or the doorway ceiling as they're coming out. Here comes the coaches behind them to sit down at the table.
Coaches are Carly Wager, Sarah Norman. Here we go. The Shadows are ready to perform.
Look at the crowd. Listeners, they're in position. They're crouched down, ready to go, tapping the floor. Here's the music. Here we go, fans at home.
The title for their song is Heaven. And they're off to a good start, Ken.
It looks good. It's crisp. It's tight. Those are good things. It's not nervousness where they're tight, where you're going to shoot a jump shot and you bank it or you throw up an air ball. You know, it's always important to start. I mean, the alumni, Paul, look at the alumni girls over there jumping up and down. It's just getting crazy. Here's kind of the first big kick routine, not the big kick line.
What do the judges look for, Ken?
Well, they're looking for, you know, there's a minimum number of kicks they have to do. They're certainly watching time. You know, this year without masks with COVID, facial expressions is important. But, you know, the routine as far as how it transitions, how crisp their lines are, how crisp their movements are, so there's no collisions, utilizing the entire floor versus all being kind of bunched up in a wad close together. And then the overall difficulty that, you know, extra kicks, extra turns. I think one thing over the years that Lisa's done and Sarah, that it looks like Carly has continued, is they kind of pull in some of the Jazz things and the Jazz talent those girls have into the high kick routine as well, too, which gives it a real uniqueness.
All right, now they made call it the chorus line, maybe, or?
Right, it's kind of their big kick line they got in there, big chorus
line. From one end of the gym to the other.
Yep, baseline to baseline, they filled the whole floor. Now they're kind of doing a routine where they're kind of doing a round robin, kind of a figure eight in the middle. Now they're doing a big, I call it an S-call or a five, it looks like, with their feet. And that's one thing that the Shadows have really gotten stronger on over the years, is getting their choreography to be more difficult, where that challenges the team early in the season, especially the newer girls that haven't danced at the varsity level. But the goal there is to get stronger as the season goes longer, because you're setting up for your state and section performances, not just your first competition of the year.
Sarah, Norman, and Carly Wager, they're giving it all, too. They're working up a sweat behind that table.
Yep, they're beating that plastic 8-foot table hot and heavy. big kind of double kick line right now. I mean, like you said, Paul, these blue uniforms just pop. I mean, it's a bright, brilliant blue.
There we go.
There we go.
The Shadows have completed their high kick.
3 minutes of Shadow Nation fun right there, fans at home.
And was that fun or what?
Excellent body language walking off. They're exhausted mentally and physically. The reactions from the coaches sure look strong. The energy from the crowd, and you know, especially watching the alumni and you know, Lisa Johnson, our former coach for the Shadows, that looked like all positive body language to me, Paul.
All right, Grace is coming back. She ran over here. She ran from the stands and put on her headset. Grace, you look like you're having fun over there in the stands. Oh, I got to turn you up just a minute. Okay, now what?
Yeah, that was so much fun. A lot of energy by the fans and the girls. It was awesome.
Yeah, and your thoughts on their performance?
Very, very good. The best I've seen all year yet.
Really?
Yes. Really, they really brought their kick height and their energy, which is all we can ask for.
Yeah, so you save your best for last. This is one of hopefully what's three of their best last dance sections, and then hopefully two potentially, both at jazz and high kick at state. For you to say this was their best of the year bodes very, very well. So I just need to tease you a little bit. Best being best of anybody today, maybe, or just best that they've danced this year?
I think both Ryamy and Lockparo danced their best today, and I think it'll be close, and it's up to the judges, and I wouldn't want to be in their position right now because it's going to be tough.
When Grace, you shared some information, kind of some, you know, some little bit of stats for competitions they've been in. You know, they're not always in the same competition, but it's been about a total points averaged by the judge, about a 1 point separation all year. I mean, you can't really get much tighter than that. Bouncing back, sometimes we beat them, sometimes they beat us, but probably as tight as the race as it's been in a long time between Wyoming and the Shadows.
Yes, absolutely. It's been back and forth all season, and they've won two and we've won two, so 2-2 are tied up, and today somebody's going to break that.
This is the tiebreaker.
Yes.
I like our odds.
Absolutely.
All right. The Camby Mediota Sensations are up next, coached by Shauna Joe Vernland, and they're in the tunnel there. You can see them, and they're wiping the bottom of their feet, getting ready to take the gym here, and it's going to be fun, and we'll go through some of the names here of the Sensations as they perform. Camby fans are right behind the Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyne fans. Let's just say Camby Mineota. And here come the Sensations onto the floor.
And Paul, they are certainly in the hunt all year long, you know, to earn a spot to represent Section 3 at the state. I mean, they're going to have to dance well, like everybody, and dance their best, but they definitely are in that top half of our section group to contend to go to the state tournament this year.
All right. And their song is a mix of Lady Gaga, and you can probably hear it in the background. And they're off. Here's the Sensations on the floor. They describe their uniforms, Grace.
Yeah, we're wearing some bright pink and black uniforms, shorts on the bottom, and fishnet tights as well. It kind of reminds me of YME. From a few years ago, they did the pink and black, too. It's really fun to look at on the floor.
You like the choice of the Lady Gaga mixture?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of that this season. McCray's doing that as well.
Okay. Shauna Joe behind the table, along with her sister Emma Vernland, who we visited with earlier, had her appendix out this week and unable to dance with the Sensations here tonight, or this afternoon, which is kind of a sad deal.
Yeah, it is.
The other coaches for Camby Mineota is Jenna Borsted and Avery Lotkin. They're on the table, pounding the table. Them coaches like to pound the table.
What is it with that, Grace?
I don't know. My mom used to be really into that, and that's how you knew if you performed well, if she was banging the table.
No, I think the difference, Paul, is compared, let's say, to basketball. You don't have one, two, or three officials to kind of jabber at and complain to as a coach that, oh, that was a terrible call or that wasn't true. So you just got to beat the crap out of the table a little bit as a dance coach.
Right.
Because they all do it.
I like their routine. This is actually the first time I've seen their routine this year. Cam Emilio, the sensation.
Yeah, they have a group of about, let's see, 7 and 8, about 15 girls, maybe 16.
Yep.
It looks like, so a little less than the Shadows or YME, but still a nice-sized group of girls. They move around the floor well, but they don't quite have enough girls to go baseline to baseline. They're kind of free-throw line top of the key to the other end, and there they did a bunch of quick jumps and rushing.
I see Emma Berlin, though, sitting on the chair next there. You got a feel for her.
Right.
Now, do you think Grace or Paul, I mean, I had my appendix out probably 10 years ago, and then recovery can be quick for some people, slower for others, but say Cammie Mignota makes it to the top three positions here today for section, represent the state, do you think she'd have a chance to be able to dance, Grace, or with an appendix removal?
As a dancer, I know she would want to, but, you know, she just has to do what's best for her if that were to happen, and, yeah.
And physically, that might be tough. You know, you start playing with your stomach muscles and your core and things like that. Might be a tough turnaround time in a week or so to get back into the game shape.
Absolutely.
All right. Cammie Mignota Sensations just completed their high kick. And the Cammie Mignota fans up there in the upper deck, or not upper deck, but way up there in the gym. So your thoughts on the Sensations there?
Really good performance, I thought, by them. I've seen them a few times this year, and yeah, it's a really fun theme, and their choreography fits it very well.
Yeah, good execution, absolutely.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break here. Tracy Milroy-Belton's up next, and then that'll be it for the competition, right?
Yeah, for teams competing. That'll be their 11th team.
And then they'll probably take, what, a half an hour, 40 minutes to compile the tabulation scores, and then we'll come back with awards, right?
Yep,
that'll be the plan.
All right, so Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, and we'll call back, let's say, in 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes, we'll call back, and we'll wrap up. We'll have the awards ceremony in about a half an hour or so. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday 4 to 11, Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 11, and closed Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number 2 diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gislason's Hardware, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Doug Service and Marine. Section Sports brought to you by Swearable Designs, B. Johnson Electric, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Fixin' Chiropractic, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Southwest Insurance Services, Pete's Electric Motor, Midwest Bank of Dawson, now the Nursery, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Chad Fuller Construction, B&B Electrical Contractors, Livestock Systems of Dawson, City Hall Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, The Mattress Barn, Marshall, Prinsbeck, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Steve Haas, NB Golf Cars, Prairie Sun Bank, Pyrrhus, Swedzinski for House, Ludvigs and Tiling, Jim's Market, Madison Bottling Company. Section Sports brought to you by Kyle's Small Engine Repair, MVTV Wireless, Woodstock Telephone Company, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, A&B Auto, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Independent Oil Company, Edward Jones, Sather Building Supplies, Haugen Insurance Agency, Miller Services Incorporated, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance. Other sponsors include Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Appleton Area Health, Dawson Truck Parts, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sturtevant's of Canby, Gruel Electric, Midwest Truck Parts, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Boris Crop Insurance, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Klein Insurance, Madison, Heartland Eye Care, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, CCM Health Montevideo, Canby Meat Center, Lee Motor Company. Section sports sponsors include Appleton Building Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Compliment Construction, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Minnesota Building Center, State Bank of Taunton, Erickson Chevrolet, and the Jenny O. Turkey Store.